Jess in with you this morning. Now, last year, the Samaritan's Christmas lunch in Singleton was a huge success. And this year, there was some concern that it wouldn't be able to go ahead, but it is going ahead. It's just going to be quite different to what it was last year. To give us all of the details, event coordinator from the Samaritan's Foundation, Kim Cherie Davidson, joins me. Kim Cherie, it's been quite the 12 months since we spoke.
Yes, it has. Who would have ever imagined? I don't think we could have.
No.
You know, I was just saying to you before, I think a bit like a movie, really.
It
but,
is,
this
yeah.
time we've been actors in it and probably hasn't been quite as entertaining as a movie, so.
No.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Made it through. That's the main thing.
That's exactly right. And the Christmas lunch in Singleton this year is going to be going ahead. You've had to jump through quite a few hoops to make sure it's all COVID safe, of course, but it is going to be very different. So I guess explain to us, Kim Cherie, first of all, how important this event is to you guys and to people in Singleton.
This year has been like no other, so the concept is a bit different, but it's all about still delivering Christmas cheer to the community and helping to keep the community safe while we do it. So that's our most important thing, is that we'll be able to still have our goal of, you know, being able to put forward an event for people who may not be able to celebrate Christmas for lots of different reasons. You know, there's lots of different reasons why people may be unable to celebrate, but we'll still be there this year. We'll just be in a slightly different format. So what will happen is on Christmas Day we'll be at the Senior Citizens Centre on the steps there between 11 and 1, and we'll have hampers for people to come and collect, and we'll need to go through a COVID check-in and register and use hand sanitizer and a mask, things people have all got very used to. And so we'll have sanitizer and masks there, and then so you'll do that, and then you'll line up and do all the social distancing down to the first precinct, which will be a food and beverage hamper pickup. So each person or family that presents there will be given a hamper, and then they'll go from there, still using the same COVID measures, off to the gift marquee, and then at the gift marquee there'll be gifts appropriate for age and gender. Then they'll leave us via another COVID checkpoint where they can bin their mask and sanitise their hands again and go on their way to enjoy their Christmas hampers. Now, the food hamper's been set up so people can take it away and enjoy it, you know, wherever they like at that moment. So if they want to go to a park or a friend's place or wherever, they're more than they can, because there'll be like knives and forks and plates and serviettes and stuff like that in it. But it all sounds a bit clinical when I'm talking about it, but there'll be lots of Christmas sparkle there. We'll have our volunteers there, and we'll have joyous Christmas greetings, just socially distanced. And, you know, there'll be some festive decorations, there'll be tree, we'll have some music playing. You know, we'll have some tablecloths out. So we'll try and make it as best as festivities as we can, as people collect their goodies and keep moving. So the whole idea is to look after people in our community that need us. And, you know, this Christmas time, a lot of people are in need for all different reasons. But they, with COVID, I think there may be even more for different reasons again. So we will be there with our hampers between 11 and 1.
That's fantastic. And we just want to reiterate the fact that you've worked so hard to make sure everything is easy and everything is COVID safe. So if you're coming to the lunch, there is absolutely nothing to worry about. You know, it's going to be really clear what to do and what to follow. So there's nothing to be concerned about.
No, there'll be no concerns there. Well, I am. My major concern at the moment is finding some volunteers to help me put this all together.
Yes, that's very, very important. You can't do this on your own.
No. I've just, and, you know, it's really on a countdown. I mean, we're getting 3 weeks out to Christmas. So, yeah, so I am looking for some volunteers to help me with the precincts, like giving out the hampers and the gifts, and with helping with the marshalling, the COVID marshalling with the queues and things, and obviously set up and pack down. And, again, that will be really different than it has in previous years. And on the 23rd and the 24th, we will be doing hamper packing. But again, with COVID, there are some regulations that we need to adhere to. So people must register through the Samaritans link, and they also need to do a COVID infection program, like a little training, which is online. It takes 15 minutes. So we've made everything as simple as we possibly can to be able to follow the COVID compliance.
Yeah. And, of course, Kim Shree, we'll catch up with you again before Christmas, but if you would like to volunteer, get in touch with you, what's the best way to do it?
Well, they can either phone me on 0427 867 969 or email me, which is a long one, but I can give it to you now. So it's Kim Shree, K-I-M-C-H-E-R-I-E dot Davidson, D-A-V-I-D-S-O-N, at Samaritans, S-A-M-A-R-I-T-A-N-S dot org dot au, or they can go onto the Samaritans website and look for Christmas. And if they do that, they can scroll down and they'll see Singleton and volunteering, and that's samaritans.org.au.
We will make sure all of those details are up on our website as well for everyone. Kim Shree, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Thank you so much for having us on, and I look forward to speaking to you before the big day.